So what is your take on like fetishes in general?
Didn't we not talk about this?
No, we talked about like personal preferences, sexual preferences.
Okay.
But not like, because you know there's some weird fetishes out there, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe not to them, but you know, some people will find it.
So what's a weird fetish to you?
A weird fetish to me? I think when someone wants to act like a baby.
Yeah, that's fucking weird, dude.
Right?
That, I mean, I could respect it, but
I just want to know how, like, what makes them want to be a baby, like treated as a baby and wearing like adult diapers or.
Okay, you know what? I could see it.
You could see it?
Yeah, I could see it. It's just because it's like, for example, because this comic was talking about an amazing legendary comedian called Richard Pryor. Mm-hmm. He met this girl and she wanted to have him be the baby. So the more he was like talking like this and I wanted to, and so then the more she was like turned on. And I think maybe I could see it as like a motherly thing, like the, do you know what I mean, like
wanting to be a mother.
Yeah, wanting to be a mother. Maybe they don't have kids.
Okay, I could see it that way.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what if it's flipped? What if it's a woman that wants to act like a baby?
Yeah, so I mean that's even more to me more obvious, is just because men, they're pedophiles who want to, you know, have eggs with kids.
What?
I don't want to say the word.
Okay.
Because
okay.
For the algorithm not to ban me. you know,
right,
those right. People who have pets is what I'm saying. Guys who want to have pets. They also, you know, want that to be the so young, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So then, okay, if you are dating a girl and she springs this on you, like, I want to be treated as a baby. Nah. Oh, no.
Nah.
You're not like 2 years in.
Okay. There's no way I wouldn't have caught that like that second hour. There's no way. That's some stuff that you talk about if you're like vibing, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's no way.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember like, have you seen that clip where the girl acts like a dog and then he finds out later?
Yeah, I remember this.
Right?
What?
He
finds out later?
Yeah, like after they were dating for a little bit and then
like 2 months or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And then she was like, oh, I like
stupid.
To be
stupid.
And then he sees like the cage that she wants to be, right? Like, how would
Was he tripped out?
I don't think he accepted it. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like people who have fetishes like that in the beginning, they're already vibing.
Yeah.
Like, they have similar interests, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe you have to talk about that, even especially if you're an adult. Like, I understand if you're like 20 years, if you're like 30 years, I don't know, 25 years and younger, or even 20 years old and younger. If you're like dating, like high school stuff, like you don't really talk about those things because it's like, you don't really know what's up yet.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, mostly, it's just like regular sex. You haven't explored that part yet. At least for the majority of the kids, they haven't explored like, oh, do I want to be a dog?
Right.
What? People would judge the fuck out of you. Did you hear Denise? She was a chihuahua last night. What? Nobody invite her ass to a party again, please. Do you know what I mean?
So you would try it then?
Try what?
If a girl was like, oh, let's act like a dog.
No, absolutely not.
Why not? Don't you want to try something?
Why would I want to be a dog?
So no, it would not be like,
no.
Not try it at least once.
No, you know, I'll do everything once.
Okay.
But let me just watch this. Woof! Even doing that made me feel disgusting. So I know that I'm not going to like it.
Got it.
So because I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, how do I even communicate to you? Or do I just act like the dog the whole time and I just go hump you? Like no communication. Go. Like what? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what, though?
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing about the animal kingdom. This is a little sidebar. the Animal Kingdom I respect because there isn't really rape in the Animal Kingdom. Like, if you, for example, have you, every time you see the Discovery Channel, uh-huh. and a lion pounce on, like, a female, is it lioness? Or I don't know, what does that mean?
I guess.
Who do lions, what's the girl lion?
Is it still a lion, no?
So the lion with a lot of fur, that's Lion King?
I don't think so.
And the rest are just regular lions? How does that work? Do we got to watch Lion King again?
I think so.
Okay, so just for this, you know, just let's just say the male lions, when they pounce on the female lions,
right.
they just literally, they stick their dick right inside. They don't go, hey, are we cool? Right? They just put it in. And then the female lions, they just go, ah, all right. They kind of groan a little bit. And, then they sit there. And this is another thing with the Animal Kingdom. When the male lions pounce on a female lion, the female lion don't really look around. I mean, they don't really make eye contact or communicate. She just, like, looks around. Ooh. You ever seen this? She's getting fucked, and then she just... Do you know what I mean?
Is it over yet?
Are those your experiences? What the fuck?
Isn't that what it looks like?
You're right. You're right. I guess you're right. I just got a little defensive because, anyways, but the thing is this, is that sometimes the male lions or male animals go on the female animals and put their dick, try mm-hmm. to put their dick inside, and if the female animal doesn't like it, she goes away.
That's true.
And then the female, the male lion just gets sad and just walks away. They never go, come back here.
Right.
That's only a human thing. How crazy is that?
That's true.
It, like, even birds, when the birds go, look at my wings. Uh-huh. And the female's like, oh, fuck this guy. Fuck his wings. And they fly away.
Yeah, yeah.
But then if they like it, they go, okay, I'll give you my bird pussy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
But then there's never, like, force.
Right.
So we should be more like animals. You know how we're like, I'm not an animal. Mm-hmm. We should be like them.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Fetishes.
Yeah, fetishes.
Okay, besides fetishes,
yeah.
Like, when you were, like, dating girls, is there one specific body part that you look at specifically? Mm-hmm. What is it?
Well, there's many. That, like, for some, maybe is like, the nose, ears, right. hand,
like, foot, mine is hands. Butt.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, like, you have multiple more
multiple.
Than... Really?
And if one is not good, I can't do it. But you know what? I'm more lenient for hands because Carrie, my wife has really fucked up hands. What? It's not it looks like this all the time. So she looks great, and then but her hands is like this. The first time I met up with her, she's like, hello. And I'm like, oh fuck, don't look at her hands. Just look at her eyes. Look at her eyes.
So you got over the hands. You can get over the hands. Okay.
No, but you know what? It's cute because it's like, because her hands is like a little bit crooked.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit, by the way, if you, there's a little bit. And so it's a little bit crooked. So I go, oh, it's cute. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't see a perfect hand on her. Maybe because I just know her now.
Mm-hmm.
I just, because it just, you know, this is another thing too. If everything is perfect on you, mm-hmm. your personality wouldn't be something that I would be attracted to.
Okay.
Like, maybe I'm generalizing, I don't know, but if you have perfect everything, you tend, because people treat you so differently if you're hot. Do you know what I mean? Your whole life, you're treated differently. Like, no hot girl has ever, like, people always lie to them or, like, be more cordial to them or be more like, hey, do you know what I mean? Like, just more, they're more happy to be around a hot person, and they just feel, they might have gotten like some assholes, but, and some people probably tell them the truth, but the percentage is so small that they just go, oh, that was their problem, it's not my problem. Mm-hmm. Even though if it is their problem,
right,
people don't really like tell it to them. Do you know what I mean? If it's an ugly person, they go, oh, bro, you're...
You have this problem.
All of the problems. They tell them all of the problems. Mm. But I feel like if you're hot, people tend to, like, don't really say... So, for the listeners, if people tell you you have a lot of problems, you're ugly. I'm sorry. But if your whole life you just have some, like, some problems, like, here and there, and, you know, but, yeah, anyways.
Did you get a lot of... I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm emotionally damaged because of all of the problems people said I had. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, the fetish.
Well, not fetish, but now we were talking about like your what you look at when you.
Yeah, I look at everything. I look at, nose.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go from top down. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I look at eyebrows.
Why?
Because if it's too thick,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my god, you gotta trim this every day.
Oh, so it has to be like naturally.
Naturally, okay. Not too bushy.
Uh huh.
If you got super bushy eyebrows, like, what's happening?
Okay.
And well, if you have unibrow, then it's a definite no.
But they could pluck it.
I know, but it's like natural. Then my kid might have unibrow.
It could be cute.
It could be cute, but fuck.
But that's then again, like, you're not very hairy, so I
yeah, can... no, but if my wife is hairy.
That's and, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, unibrow thing, like, goddamn. Like, I guess, you know what? So, everything that I look at, if you have, like, two defects, like, if your hand is like this, that's fine. If you have one or two things, I like that.
Right.
But if you have multiple things, then it's not, what? I'll just go from top to bottom. So, okay. The eyebrow is a thing.
Uh-huh.
Eyes. It can't be too close together.
Mm. Okay.
And it also can't be too far to get apart.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Some women, it's like... Hello? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like this. Can you see me? No, but too far back. Nose, it can't be like a super big nose like Pinocchio or like a super. But it's just too big.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you to suck that much oxygen. Like, I will also have some oxygen. I would like to have some oxygen too.
Okay, moving on. So not a big nose.
Mouth.
What about the mouth?
So the teeth.
Oh, okay.
You could do braces.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be jaggedy. You like the women's teeth can't look like my wife's hands. It can't look like this. You know what I'm saying? I always look at, but I'm never like, oh, her teeth. It's like, yeah. It's quick. You know what I mean? Like when we evaluate other people's like physicality, we're never like, oh, let's focus on this part. It's just super quick because we're already... In our brain, we already calculated it. You know what I mean? It's not like we're focused. But the teeth, it can't be jaggedy. Mm-hmm. It can't be... My wife's teeth is a little too big. But I accept it. It's cute on her.
I think you just love her too much.
I love her too much. Like, I love her too much.
See everything perfect.
I do. But the thing is, when I first met her,
uh-huh.
I love her how she looks.
Okay.
I love how she looks and also her insides. Like how she carries herself. That I think that has a huge thing to do with it. If she doesn't carry herself like that, I don't know if I could accept her teeth. Because her teeth are so fucking big. I'm like, how do you fit this many teeth in your mouth when every single one of them is so fucking big?
Okay, you know what I mean? Yeah. No, her teeth are pretty big. Yeah.
Yeah. So when so my wife looked like this.
No, it
didn't. Anyway. Yeah, so her teeth is pretty fucking big. And but your lips can't be too thin.
Mm.
And it can't be too big.
Perfect lips, huh? What if one of them, like the lower lip, is bigger?
Yeah, so like mine? That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, but it can't be thin. Like my upper lip isn't big. It's not, you know, like some people's lips are too thin. Like I'm not really that picky with lips, honestly.
Like, I'm not that picky. What, Walker, Texas? What's his name? Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris?
Yeah. You know who the Chuck guy? Norris is?
Yeah, no, I know the guy.
You know, have you seen his lips?
I didn't focus on the lips because I'm not gay.
Oh, what the hell? No, but if you see his lips, they're like really, really thin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has like no lips.
Okay, yeah. Like, okay, not like Chuck Norris.
Yeah, okay.
And the ears,
uh-huh.
It can't be coming out like this. Like, I can't have you always hear me too well. know what I'm saying? I can't. Like, if you look like that, then the date is over.
Really?
This
right
is
away.
This is a deal killer, 100%. If your ears are out here,
yeah,
crazy. Where are you flying to, Dumbo? Stay here with on a date with me. I'm sorry. That's my preference, though. I can't have this. I can't show this to the world. I apologize if your ears are like that. But if that's your only thing, it may be cute on your face. You can pull. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody don't have that many. Everybody only has like two or three things.
Right.
It's just preference.
Mm-hmm.
So I made it all weird earlier. But, and then the tits. Honestly, I already talked about the tits. You can't have it too big.
Right.
You can't have it too small. Mm-hmm. No, actually, too small is fine. I'm even okay with a flat, but just even a little bit. That's fine to me.
Mm-hmm.
But too big is I just can't do it.
It's too much to handle.
It's too much. It's too intimidating.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta suck too many things. Okay. I don't want to spend too much time sucking your titties. You know what I'm saying? And then the butt. It can't be a flat butt.
Okay.
I'm sorry if you have a flat butt. But the thing is, if you have a flat butt and you have a perfect hand, that's fine. Do you know what I mean? And you have a nice face, mm-hmm. that's fine. You could have an ugly face, perfect body. That's fine, too.
Because it's just one thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not. I apologize. Well, you can have a flat butt, though. You can have
okay.
a flat butt. But all the guys, women check it, too. You guys check our faces, our hands. You guys do that shit, too, right?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, it's just vice versa. Oh, this is my deal breaker. But if you have a flat butt, I'm still okay with it.
Uh-huh.
My deal breaker, legs. Your legs cannot have bow-legged or crooked.
Oh.
Deal breaker, 100%. If I see your legs is like, over. Bye.
That's the biggest deal breaker for you.
No. The nose.
The nose is the bigger one?
If you have one of those,
uh-huh.
I can't do it. If your nose is huge
uh-huh.
or too small.
Oh, okay. Even too
can't
small.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Ears I could tolerate. Everything else I could tolerate. Ears too big.
Uh-huh.
Flapping on the outside. Hear me too well or not hear me. No, I would rather you not hear me at all. But everything good. Hands, I could tolerate. Butt for sure.
Mm.
Tits and... Oh, no. So tits and legs, I can't. If it's too big, I can't do it. Legs, if you're crooked, I can't do it.
Mm.
If you have cankles, I...
With cankles,
it's
too.
So nice to meet you. Oh, my God. You're such a wonderful and established woman with radish legs. Your leg look like a big eggplant. I can't do it.
What about feet?
That's another one.
Oh, it's another one.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Like what? Like how?
If it's like this.
Oh, if it's cricket?
I don't care if you take care of it. Like, I don't mind if you don't paint it. It doesn't matter. But if your big toe is like this thick, like if you have a Hawaiian roll, if you have like a bread, if you have a dinner roll of a big toe, it's been wonderful. This experience has been amazing connecting with you to the face. But you know what, though? If you're like, everything else is perfect.
Right.
And your big toe is like a dinner roll,
uh-huh.
like a French baguette.
Right.
Fuck it. It's fine.
Oh.
But this is the thing. Oh, my God. Okay. This is the thing. This is another thing. If your foot, right? If your index finger toe is longer than your big toe.
Right.
I gotta go home. I have an emergency at home.
Does it have to be like slight? What if it's like just slightly bigger?
If it's, you know, I can't do it slightly bigger.
No.
It has to be equal or lower.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. It's just a thing. It's like a leg thing.
Right. Well, it's a preference. So I get it. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't like toe thumbs.
I have toe thumbs.
I know. I don't like it.
why you gotta personally attack me, man?
You're the one that brought
you
it
said
up
that
I
to
didn't
me,
say that.
I remember you saying that.
Do you?
I remember you saying that.
I forgot.
I know you have a hand thing.
Yeah, I do. It has to look masculine. Like,
what is a masculine hand, though?
Like
That doesn't even make any sense.
They look strong. And then they have like veins.
In their hands?
Yeah. It's okay. You just have lady hands, but it's okay.
Are you fucking kidding me? Kara, I don't have lady hands.
With the toe thumb.
Do I actually have lady hands?
I mean, they're a lot. They look dainty, don't they?
Honestly, I never really focus on hands.
Oh, really?
I don't mind. Well, maybe. I don't. You know what? I don't really give a fuck. That's the thing. You know what? The toe thumb, I care because I don't like the toe thumb.
Yeah.
But the daintiness of the thing, I don't know what that means.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what that. It's like, a, okay. Because it's not like. I could see how women or people are like, dude, your hand is like ugly.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, it's fine. If you're like, yo, you have the ugliest hands.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, ah, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, but then if you go, you have a toe thumb, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like that bothers me more than the whole hand.
Okay.
I don't get that.
That's true.
But I could see what you mean. Like, you like manly hands, though.
Yeah.
Like, you would like, would you like electrician hands?
Like, hard-working looking hands. Like, you know that they're working hard.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, they're strong. You
so
know
you like
strong
a poor man. You like, you like a man that works at hourly wage. Hourly rate. You no, like a man with no health insurance.
No way.
That's what you're telling me right now. You like a man that wears flannels and come home and go, honey, where's my dinner? That's the type of man you like.
I just like their hands.
No, if you have a hardworking man's hand that's calloused, do I mean that's like feels good, feels full.
Hey, it could be a side job. You never know. Like,
what kind of millionaire is like, I'm gonna go lay this pipe tomorrow, honey.
It could be.
Make sure the dinner's ready.
He could be a hobby. He's making millions and have a side hobby of like carpentry or something.
If you're out there, if you're a millionaire and also is a side hustle is the carpentry, Kara is available for you.
No toe thumbs though.
No toe thumbs. Zero toe thumbs. All right, well, thank you so much. Before you die, you just gotta figure out what you lack as well. And whatever you like, you just like what you like, and you go pursue what you like. And some people like toe thumbs. Some people don't like toe thumbs. And until the next episode, bye-bye.